Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about the power of a name. Now, you may remember the story of Saul, where his father's donkeys got lost, and they went to go look for a prophet to come and help out. And when I look at this story, I often think to myself, the powerful name that was on Samuel. People knew that he was a man that needed, he was a man whom you needed to go to when you needed help. And because of that, people called on him to be a solution. The power of his name. There was integrity over him, and that is why people trusted him. That is why people sought him out in difficult circumstances. It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand the gift of the name that has been given to us. If we don't understand it, we will not use it effectively. We will abuse it, we will misuse it, and it will not heal the results that it is supposed to heal. So when you look at Saul, Saul goes to him and Saul asks him about his father's donkeys. And he gives him a word where he says, do not worry, they have already been found. Now, what is important to note about the character of Samuel is that Samuel spoke with confidence. Samuel spoke with a track record. Samuel always gave solutions. It is time for you to enter into a place where your name brings solutions, where your name is a guide, where your name leads people into a place of strength, where your name is remembered as the one who makes things happen. Now, you may not always have had a success story. You may not always have been in a place where you are satisfied with yourself. And you may say, but I'm working so hard and I'm trying to build my name. You need to continue to do that, because only consistency can bring success. People often give up when they are tired. They give up when they do not feel that they can do what others can do. They give up when things become difficult. But this should not be the case, because when we remember our name, and that our name will create opportunities and our name goes ahead of us, we will begin to live a very different life. We will begin to live a life that is completely new from others and the things that they do. Think about the moments when you had a success story. Think about those moments when you were celebrated, when people recognized your name. It came with such a good feeling. But that should not just be the only thing that your name should bring. Your name should bring forth integrity. Your name should bring forth each and every moment in life that opens doors for others. It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you run with God. Because when you run with God, God ensures a strong name, because he will always ask you to look at your character, to build your character, and to become even greater in those things. It is the word of God that leads us into a place of strong character. It is the word of God that leads us into a place where we will always overcome. And so we need to realize this so that we can become the strong force to be reckoned with. The name that has been given to you has been given to you not just for recognition, not just for identification. It has been given to you to make a difference. It has been given to you so that that difference and that solution has your name on it. You need to fight. You need to fight to keep your name in a pure place that people will always be able to call upon it. It is the name that gives people encouragement. It is a name that gives people confidence. It is a name that motivates people and inspires them. It is a name that people look up to for solutions. But it is also a name that people will deny when it is not in character and it does not do anything good. It is also a name that people will avoid if it does not carry good seed. It is the name that will either bring you forward or a name that will cost you. What is your name? What does it represent to people? Does it represent trust? Does it represent or inspire confidence? Does it bring you to a place where you become even greater because your name has made room for you? Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask for your grace and I ask for your mercy for my name to be built and for my name to be built strong. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Behold the sun, my Savior.